Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. It could be anywhere in the body, because when we talk about breath, it's not just the air coming in and out through the nose. It's the movement of energy throughout the body that allows the air to come in, allows the air to go out. Where do you feel that energy most clearly? Focus your attention there. Then ask yourself if it's comfortable. If you're not sure, you can experiment with different kinds of breathing. Make it longer or shorter, deeper, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what rhythm and texture of breathing feels best for the body right now. It meets the body's needs. Then keep watch over the mind to make sure that it stays. This is an important principle in the practice, that you keep watch over yourself. After all, you're going to have to learn how to be your own refuge. As the Buddha said, atta hiyata no nato. The self is its own refuge. The self is its own mainstay. You can be your own mainstay only if you watch carefully and have a clear idea what should and shouldn't be done, and then make sure that you do that. And it's going to need some strength. It's so easy to give in to your defilements, to give in to your greed, aversion, and delusion. So you need to be strong. This is why the Buddha recommends developing 5 strengths in the mind. The first is conviction, conviction in the principle of the power of your actions. Traditionally, this means conviction in the Buddha's awakening, that what he learned on the night of his awakening is true, and we can take it as a guide. And one of the things he learned is that through the power of your actions, you either can create happiness or create suffering. You can go all the way to the ultimate happiness. You can all the way go to very deep levels of suffering, all depending on your actions. So you want to be very careful about what you do and say and think. That leads to the next strength, which is persistence. Anytime an unskillful thought comes up in the mind, you don't follow through with it. You don't fall in with it. You do your best to get rid of it. As for skillful thoughts, you try to encourage them. And encouraging them, you need a good foundation to remember to do this. That's why we have mindfulness as the third strength. And keep in mind that you're centered here in the body. That keeps you in the present moment. So you're not wandering off someplace else. And when you're in the present moment, you can see clearly what's happening in your mind. And when things go well, the mind will settle down, have a strong state of concentration, get centered. And then discernment arises, which is the fifth strength. When you see clearly the things you're doing that are causing suffering, and you realize you don't want to do that anymore, and you know that there are ways to keep from creating that kind of suffering. As for things that are skillful, you see them clearly for yourself. In other words, you no longer have to depend on the Buddha. You start depending on yourself to see what's right, what's wrong, what's skillful, what's not. When you have these 5 strengths, then you can withstand the world, because the world's going to push you off in all kinds of directions, saying that your actions don't matter, that everything you do is already determined by your DNA, or that you should try to take a path of least resistance, an easy path. You don't have to develop your own discernment. Other people will tell you what to do, what to think. Those thoughts make you weak. So you want to develop good, strong thoughts inside, strong habits inside. Then you can depend on yourself. Then you can go anywhere. You're self-reliant. You can be safe wherever you go. Because true safety comes from where? It comes from your own actions. If you look after your actions, take care of your actions, everything else will follow. Our problem is we're trying to straighten out the world without straightening out ourselves first. So look into your own actions, your thoughts, your words, and deeds. Make sure they fall in line with the principles that the Buddha taught. You learn how to internalize the Buddha, and so that way you have a refuge inside. When we take refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, it happens on many levels. There's the external level. We think about the Buddha who lived 2,600 years ago, found awakening, found the end of suffering, was able to teach. That's one level. Then we take his teachings and we internalize them. Whatever he said is right, we try to follow. Whatever he says is unskillful, we try to abandon. And finally, we get to the ultimate level of refuge. We find that there's something deathless in the mind. That's when we're really safe. So try to develop these strengths. You learn how to rely on yourself. You don't have to keep on relying on others. That way you can go anywhere you want in the world. Not cause any harm for yourself, not cause any harm for other people. Because you've got the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha inside.